ساقيا جامع الفتى في نادي ساقيا جامع الفتى في نادي ميري إصلاحك بدعادي ميري إصلاحك بدعادي ساقيا جامع الفتى في نادي ساقيا جامع الفتى في نادي اور میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چرا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چرا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چرا دے ساقیا جامع الفتح پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی آہیں سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہیں سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہیں سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے, اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے, اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے. ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے, میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے, میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے, اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے, اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے, اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے.
ساقی یا جام الفت پلا دے, نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم, اما بعد. ساقی یا جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے, اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے. میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے, اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے. This is the whole purpose, this is the whole maqsad, this is the whole objective, this is the whole reason for which we become bay'at. Bay'at is neither farz nor wajib. The whole purpose is islah. Islah is farz. Even if a person does not become bay'at all his life to some shaykh, but if he makes his islah, then it is sufficient. Islah is something that is farz, it's compulsory. Just as namaz is farz, roza is farz, zakat is farz, islah is also a kind of farz. To purify the heart of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. To purify the hearts of all these evils and to fill the heart with shukr, with sabr, with taqwa, with zuhd, with qanaat, with contentment, with piety, with gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All these things when the person does, then we say his islah has been made. The fulfillment of the rights of everyone. If he has been causing any pain and suffering to anyone, then to ask for forgiveness, to make the qazas of the salats that he has missed, to pay the zakat which after he changed his life, then he realized that he did not pay zakat for so many years. So now to pay that zakat doesn't mean that from there he starts off now. So then we'll say this person, the islah has been made, and the najat of a person is dependent on that. It is the prerogative of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he can forgive whomsoever he wishes. Allah ta'ala is not in need of our ibadat, zikr, tilawat, so that he may forgive us. He is not in need of it. But Allah ta'ala has got a system. Just as in everything else we follow that system. When a person wants to earn livelihood, then he goes to the bazaar, marketplace, goes into some profession, he does something. Although if you have to ask him who is Razzaq, he will tell you Allah Ta'ala. But because Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq, so therefore he doesn't just close his shop and sit at home. He believes in Allah Ta'ala being Razzaq, but in this world, being a world of means, then the person goes and adopts some means. If a person wants a halal child, we're not talking about illegitimate children. A person wants a halal child. Child who is a halali, not a harami. That's why Arif Billah, the Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Dhamud Barakatum, Sayyidi Way. He said once, he said, somebody, a non-Muslim says that, why did Allah Ta'ala make zina haram? You say, Allah Ta'ala made zina haram because He doesn't want your child to be harami. Because if He didn't make it haram, then we do not know with whom your wife would have had an association. So you yourself wouldn't have known whose child it is. So Allah Ta'ala did not want harami children. That's why He made it haram. So if a person wants a halal child, doesn't want harami child, then what must he do? Make nikah. And after nikah also it's not necessary that the wife will give birth to some child. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives sons, sometimes He gives daughters, sometimes He gives sons and daughters, and sometimes He gives nothing. That is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and His power. For some people it is a rahmat that Allah Ta'ala does not give them children. They may become very excited and very depressed. No children, no children. But Allah Ta'ala knows in His wisdom that this person, if he was blessed with children, those children could have been a real pain in his neck for him and could have gone onto wrong lines and tracks. Every day, what kinds of cases we deal with. Just yesterday or day before yesterday, the person found his daughter in a bar with a non-Muslim. He's married him already. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only knows. So for some people, no children is a rahmat. And for some people, children is a ni'mat. The Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam, they ask for children. The pious and the righteous, they ask for children. So there's nothing wrong in asking. But if for some reason Allah ta'ala does not bless the couple with the child, then the person must think that it is some kind of rahmat, so that you don't get depressed and keep on making dua and whatever permissible tadbir there is. So we are talking about islah, that islah is farz. So just as we adopt the means in other things, in the same way for najat and salvation also, that is the means that the person makes namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, zikr, tilawat, fulfillment of rights, etc., etc. Why do we not adopt means when it comes to deen, and when it comes to sharia, when it comes to our spirituality? Therefore, Arif Billah, the Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dhamud Barakatum, my Shaykh, in this poetry which he wrote to his Shaykh, he says, Saqiya jame ulfat filade, meri islah ki bhi dua de. That is what we seek. But first the Shaykh-e-Kamil has to have. If he is a Shaykh-e-Kamil, then he does have. But if he is not like us, then of course, what is he going to give us to drink if he doesn't have anything himself? First he must have himself, then he can give somebody to drink. If he doesn't have it himself, how is he going to give somebody to drink?
kyun aah hame kuch taaseer nahi kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi
jab khud hi nahi noor dil mein minbar pe wo kya barsayenge. But sometimes it happens that the Shaykh Kamil has got plenty of noor, he's got plenty of ulfat and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's got oceans of it. But a person does not want to drink, then what are you going to do? Because after Asr, I was explaining in the informal majlis at home, that we heard many times, nigahe wali ki ye taaseer dekhi, badalte hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. In just the gaze of the wali, we saw this effect, that people's lives changed. But whose gaze that could have been more powerful than the gaze of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whose majlis could have been more powerful than the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? Whose waaz could have been more powerful than the waaz and nasihat of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whose tilawat of the Quran Sharif could have had more effect and impact than the tilawat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yet the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, they came and went, how many majlis they attended, nothing happened. They went deeper and deeper into their nifaq and hypocrisy. They learned nothing. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, look at the effort that he made. And then many people who came with an open mind, one gaze upon them, they were from the kuffar, they became the Muslims. They became a people of Iman. But Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Salul and all the others, how many times they not only saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they sat with him and they listened to him. So we ourselves must be desirous first. If we are not desirous, if the earth is dry and is not desirous of receiving the rains, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is obliged to send rain. But when the earth cries that I am dry, I am cracking everywhere, there is no water, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends the rains. When the baby cries, then the mother gives the milk. When the child cries and demands something, then the parents say, whatever it is, give it to him. There must be a desire in the heart. So, saqiya jame ulfat pila de, meri islaha ki bhi dua de. Besides the drink of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from those cups of jame muhabbat, the person says, islaha ki bhi dua de. Make dua for my islah. We have to adopt three things. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So therefore three things have been mentioned in there. فَضْلُ اللَّهِ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal. We must seek Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal. Ask Him for His ihsan, for His fazal, for His kindness. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for His rahmat, for His mercy. And ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for His mashiyat. Allah ta'ala must decide. Ask Him to make the decision for us that we want our islah to be made. When the person is desirous and is seeking these things from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will connect him with somebody who will be able to make his islah. Provided then again he follows the prescriptions that are given. If he does not follow that prescription, then how is he going to make his islah? Therefore they say generally, three people don't benefit very much from the Shaykh Kamil. Three people don't benefit very much. One is khas khadims, those who are khas khadims, they call themselves. So they take it for granted that everything is for us, Jannat is for us now because we made some khidmat of the Shaykh. They don't worry too much about making amal on the nasihats. Or the wives, they take it for granted that our husband, he'll go Jannat, take us also. And sometimes the children take it for granted, my father. People from the world sometimes recognize their father, but the children don't recognize. Therefore, as the Tanvi Rahmatullah used to say, I don't like anybody very, very khas. I got khas in my heart, he says. But in dealings and outward relationship, he says, that is a very dangerous thing. Therefore, I always announce and say very, very clearly, I don't have any left-hand men, right-hand men. You can come directly to me. There's no need for any agencies in between. Everyone on my right is my right-hand man and everyone on the left is my left-hand man. So, islah ki bi dua de, that is the whole purpose and maqsad, islah. Checklist, we have to have a checklist, how much islah is being made. We don't say it will happen overnight. But the person must be at it, he wants to make his islah complete. then only he will truly enjoy that sukoon in his heart. He will enjoy that qurb and marifat and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the diamonds and pearls and jewelry of the world, and all the gold mines and silver mines, and all the oil wells of the world, and all the value that it has cannot pay for that connection and ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It cannot pay for it. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's treasures are unlimited, and the one who puts you in connection with the treasures, then what is the value? But when can that happen? When the person himself, that person in whose hands we give our hands, he himself, his gaze must not be on the wealth or property or the palaces and the oil wells and the gold and silver. If his gaze is going to be on that of the murids, then finish. Then where can they have tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So there must be a desire in our own hearts first. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create the means for our islah. Saqiya jame ulfat pilade. This muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot be explained. It is an experience. Mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. We have discussed this many times in Ramadan and other occasions also. And it just happens that most of the time it is read by Maulana Salman. So, mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunaho se mujhko chhuda de. The noor of giving up sins is much, much, much more stronger and powerful than the noor of tahajjud salat, ishraq and chasht and awwabin, and our nawafil and our zikrullah. The noor of giving up a sin is much more than the noor of the tahajjud. A person is making tahajjud upon tahajjud, but is not giving up sins. He makes his tahajjud salat and then he switches on the TV and watches porn site. So can there be noor in that? But if the person resists the temptation to watch that porn site, he resists the temptation to watch that late night movie, he resists the temptation to read those filthy magazines or to cast lustful glances, and the real pain will come on the heart at that time when he's resisting the temptation to commit sin. That's the time the pain will come on the heart. And that pain that will come, it will generate noor in the heart. Hydroelectric scheme, the more the force of the water, the more powerful the force of the water, the more electricity is generated. So we mustn't get worried about those taqazas. Those taqazas of sin, we must never worry about it. It will come. For the greatest waliullahs also it will come. Of course they suppress it. But the thing is, these taqazas will remain there till the dying day. That's the test of taqwa. As a Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, can anybody say that he's muttaqi? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, can we say that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, all muttaqi hai? We won't say he's muttaqi. Because muttaqi means that he restrains himself from any kind of sin and obeys Allah ta'ala. Now which sin is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam going to be tempted with? So we're not going to call him muttaqi. Is the farishta of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he just cannot commit any sin. But we as human beings, the noor in the heart will be developed with taqwa. Taqwa is the ghiza of the heart. Apne malik se uth karke faryaad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar dil ko noore taqwa se tu shaad kar dil ko noore taqwa se ushad kar nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar apne malik ko uth kar malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar دل کو نور تقوی سے تو شادت ہے. The heart will get happy with the نور of تقوی. That's the غذا, that's the food of the heart. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو نہ شادت ہے. نفس is your enemy. Displease the enemy and please Allah. So the نور of تحجد is very very strong. But the نور of staying away from sins is much 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 more stronger than the نور of تحجد. If a person didn't make one tahajjud in his life, Allah Ta'ala is not going to question him. If he's going to keep on indulging in sins, and don't make tawbah, then he's got to answer for it. So this is the purpose of the Shaykh Kamil. Why do we become bayat? For gunaho se mujhko chhoda de. Give me some kind of prescription that I give up sins in my life. And sins are not only zina, sin is not only adultery and gambling and drinking. Disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a sin. So there is some kind of effect in the sohbat and company of those who are pious and righteous, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the himmat and the courage to give up those sins. So many people, they don't know how they came out of it. They say it was impossible for us to give up those sins. Our discos and our movies and our drug habits and everything. We went to rehabs and we went here and there and everything, but nothing happened. We just really don't know how we gave it up. So there is an effect in it. Mere maula se mujhko mila de aur gunaho se mujhko chhuda de.
Saqiya jami ulfat pila de. میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے, مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے, مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے. روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے, روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے, روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے.
مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے, روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے. That hatred must come, hatred of sins in my heart. If a person hates something, then he doesn't go close to it. If a person hates something, will he go close to it? You only go close to something that you love, you like, you have an attachment to. That's something that you hate, then you want to run far from it. Accidentally also, if you come away close to the area where there is a rubbish dump and there's plenty of filth there, and there's a filthy, dirty smell that's emanating from that rubbish dump. And the person used to live far away, where there was gardens of flowers and fragrant smell, but accidentally he had to come very close to that rubbish dump. Will he like to remain there long? He will want to run from there as quickly as possible. So like that, Allah of this, seek from Allah Ta'ala that put such hatred of sins into my heart. Allah Ta'ala must put hatred of sins into our hearts. When the hatred of sins will come, then the person will go towards a path. He will not want to remain in sins. Then the hatred of sins will come. But if there is a liking for sins, there's a pleasure in sins, so then no matter how many speeches he will listen to, he is not going to give it up. Because he is enjoying some kind of pleasure in it. If a person has got a rash and he is scratching and he is scratching and he is enjoying it, after a little while it will start bleeding, then turn septic. Then sometimes they will say, now amputate. Now whilst he was scratching, at that time, the compassionate doctor told him, or dermatologist told him, that take some injection, take some ointment, do something, but don't keep scratching. So he says, you're preventing me from enjoyment. I'm enjoying it. نہ کلیجی میں نہ جلیبی میں وہ مزہ ہے جو حضرت کھجلی کے کھجلانے میں مزہ ہے. He said, the enjoyment that I'm getting in this scratching, I don't even get in eating jalebi. And you're telling me to stop scratching. So he says, this enjoyment is temporary. After that will be amputation, the end result. So like that, the mashayikh, the Allah walas, our muhaddithin, mufassireen, ulama-i haq, they are like the compassionate, loving dermatologists. They don't even charge us fees to like the dermatologists. And they say that this is temporary enjoyment. The sins is giving you enjoyment, but it's temporary. After that, how that person will have to end up with an amputation, then you will have to suffer the consequences in this world, in the qabr and the akhirah. So we say, you're stopping us from enjoyment. They say, we're not stopping you from enjoyment, we're stopping you from the end result. So find enjoyment in halal. You rather eat that jalebi. The enjoyment in this is more than the jalebi, you rather eat the jalebi. That's halal. Therefore, they say, if a wife, person's wife is not too pretty also, in comparison with others, then consider her as your Layla. Because she is the means of getting you connected with your Mawla. Whatever she may be, but she is the means because she's protecting you from zina. So make little sabr in this world. So one very pretty woman had a very ugly husband. So she used to tell him, you Jannati also and I'm Jannati also. Both of us are Jannati. She said, how can both of us be Jannati? So she says, when I look at you, I make sabr. And when you look at me, you make shukar. So both of us will go Jannats. مولانا خیرت صحیح ہے. So Allah put the hatred of sin into our hearts. There is enjoyment truly. We haven't tasted the enjoyment of the qurb and ma'rifat of Allah and in His obedience what kind of enjoyment there is. Therefore we give ourselves to all kinds of temptations. And we find at the end of the day no peace, no happiness, no sukoon, nothing, no chain. Rain mein chain nahi, rain mein chain nahi, chain Allah ki yaad mein hai, Shaykh used to say. The chain is not in the rain. The rain is jaiz, permissible, only halal way. But the chain, the sukoon, tranquility is in Allah ta'ala ki yaad. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Shaykh is not there for just wazifas, wazifas, wazifas. Most of them, that's all there is. Nothing but wazifas. Where there is any kind of Islahi program. Wazifa in some places it is subscription fees. Bayat also, there's some subscription fees. Pay up the fees. Or bring hadiyas. That's all. جیسے ون پیر صاحب سے اگر تو بغل میں مرغی نہ لایا تو برابر ہے تو آیا کہ نہ آیا. If you come and you don't think مرغی and come, then it's, then whether you came or didn't come doesn't make any difference. You bring something and come. And the Shaykh Kamil will look at the khulus in the person and not the fulus. I gave that incident that one person was going to visit his Shaykh Kamil. Allah wala Shaykh. He was a poor person, he didn't have anything to really take and go. Now he used to see other people taking something or the other. So he went to the jungle, chopped some wood, made a bundle of the wood. Those days they used to cook with wood and coal. That was the fuel. So he brought the wood to the Shaykh. Ah, with what khulus he brought it. And the Shaykh also was a mukhlis Shaykh. So he said, this wood this person has brought, keep it one side. The day I die, and make the water of my ghusl hot with this wood. Because of the ikhlas with which he has brought it. ikhlas. That is very important. In the ikhlas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the person very swiftly. If there is no ikhlas, then nothing. The person remains on the ground. People will be flying high in the air and the person will remain, no matter how many years he spends. So let us not be neglectful, let us not take everything for granted. It doesn't deprive us of the happiness. In fact, we get true enjoyment and happiness after that.
سقيا جامع الفتى بلادي میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے و تقاضا اگر معصیت کا و تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے
تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے. تقاضا of معصیت, تقاضا of sins will come until the dying day. Shaitan and nafs will not leave a person, but ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے. But I must not become overwhelmed and overpowered. Oh Allah, give me the ہمت. In so many other things we don't become overwhelmed and overpowered, although there is a تقاضا. If there is a taqaza in the heart of somebody to drink poison, does he drink it? Knowing the harm of the poison, then there is a taqaza, but he doesn't drink it. That poison sometimes can be halal. That poison sometimes can be halal. Now you will wonder, how can poison be halal? That means for that person, sometimes even some halal thing can be like poison. You still didn't understand, I was explaining even further. Therefore, that person, sometimes some halal thing can be like poison. That like how poison kills. Now, for this person who is suffering from a certain ailment, sickness, disease, the doctor will say that if you have to eat this or drink that, then it will lead to your death. The person's sugar is very, very high. And the doctor is stopping him from eating something that is sweet. He says, you'll go into coma. And after that, you could even lose your life. You could have a heart attack. So now it's halal. Now who can tell that jalebi wasn't halal? Or that halwa wasn't halal? So even halal thing, if we are going to take and it's going to lead to death or increase the sickness and illness, then we will restrain ourselves. And what about that which is totally poison and totally haram? So the taqaza will come, just as for that person also, there's a taqaza. He wants to eat those things, he wants to drink those things. Now here it is something that's totally haram. So if the person is going to take it, it's worse than poison. It's worse than poison. Poison will lead to physical death. And this poison will lead to spiritual death, where the person is going to suffer in the akhirat also. So the sensible Muslim, he will distance himself. Let the taqaza come. For taqaza agar masiyat ka huna maghlub, will not become overpowered. So then that will generate the nur of taqwa. The taqaza is resisting. The more he is resisting, the more nur of taqwa is generated. But the moment taqaza came finished, the person is indulging in that sin. So then what little was inside, that also will go away.
Saqiya jami'ul fath pila de meri islah ki bhi dua de apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna ae khuda apni kamil raza de ae khuda apni kamil raza de Khuda apni kamil raza de
Allah apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna ae khuda apni kamil raza de Oh my beloved Shaykh when you raise your hands before Allah in the early part of the morning After your tahajjud prayers, then make dua for me that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me with this kamil raza. Everything depends on the raza of Allah ta'ala. If He is pleased with us, then our dunya will be jannat too and akhirat will be jannat too. And if Allah ta'ala is not pleased, then nothing. A person can have everything but he's got nothing. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ رَضَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى That is something that we have removed from our dictionaries. It doesn't seem to exist. All our efforts are just for show, for name, for fame, for some wahwa. But if we don't get recognition, if we don't get congratulation, if we don't get wahwa, then finish. And the person doesn't do anything. Kamil raza of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jahan. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جاں میں
ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے
چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے I can go on explaining all this خواب غفلت Negligence, indifference. Get me off from that dream. We are all in a dream world. Person in the dream world does not understand reality. In the dream world, everything seems real. The person is dreaming that he's in a prison and he's chained and he's being beaten up. But in reality, he's a king, he's got a big palace and he's got thousands of people at his beck and command. But in the dream world, he really believes he's in a prison. And another person is in the prison. He is tied and chained. But when he fell off to sleep, then he dreams that he's in a palace and he's enjoying the food and luxuries and all the servants at his service and everything else. But it's a dream world. Just now when he'll get up from the dream, he'll find where he is. So like that, we are in a dream world. The reality is when we get up from that dream world. So khab-e-ghaflat, we are in khab-e-ghaflat. We truly believe that we are enjoying ourselves. when we are engaging in sins and disobedience. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all hidayat. Here's one more and conclude.
ساقيا جامع الفتى في العدي ميري إصلاحك بدعادي جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے
جذب سے اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے او اللہ وی ہیو ٹرائیڈ اینڈ ٹرائیڈ اینڈ ٹرائیڈ بٹ وی سیم ٹو بی فیلنگ وی میک توبہ اینڈ بریک اور توبہ وی ڈونٹ سیم ٹو ہیو استقامت ان اور توبہ وی ڈونٹ سیم ٹو ہیو استقامت ان اور دین دا مومنٹ وی سی سم قامت اور سم ون وی فارگیٹ اور استقامت وی فارگیٹ دیٹ دیر ول بی قیامت Qamat means the features of someone you see, some pretty face, and you forget about istiqamat. And you forget also there will be qiyamat. So, apne jazb se, Ya Allah, with your power of jazb, with your power that you have of pulling towards you whosoever you desire and wish, without making go through all the other difficulties and tests, you have that power. So, Ya Allah, make us yours with your power of jazb. That means create the conditions that we remain mustaqeem, straight and steadfast on our deen, that nothing disturbs our tranquility, nothing distracts us. We will live in this world, we'll do everything in this world. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. They will remain in this world, in the business house, in the home, they'll marry, bring up children, do everything. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi, but ba khuda rahe. Always conscious. Allah is with you. Sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. With everybody at the heart is with Allah Ta'ala. In the laughter, in the joke, in the drinking, eating, marrying, everything. But what does Allah Ta'ala demand? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what are his teachings? They fulfill them. That's it. We say, oh Allah, with your jazb, power of jazb, make us yours. Like how a person steps into a lift. Now there are 50 floors to climb, 100 floors to climb, and now they're going to 200 and 300 floors. The buildings are rising higher and higher. So now if the person looks up at the topmost floor, then he'll give up hope. And say, how can I really reach there? Impossible. Yet, if he has to climb the stairs, slowly but surely he will reach there. If he uses the strength that Allah Ta'ala has given him, he can climb slowly, slowly he'll reach there. That is why they always have stairs, so that if there is no electricity, then at least he can climb the stairs. But what is the easy way? Easy way is get into the lift, press a button, and finish, next minute you are there. So get into that lift, the person has to get into that lift. Without getting into that lift, how will the lift take him up? If the person is not going to get into the lift, stay outside, keep on watching and say, MashaAllah, very beautiful, I want to reach the top there. Roof garden there, penthouse there, this there, that there. And the person was told also how beautiful it is right on top and the beautiful view and everything else. So now he's standing outside then watching all the time. And somebody tells him, get into this lift and press this button and you will be there. In a few minutes you'll be there. A few seconds you'll be there. So now he says, no, I'm too scared to get into this lift. I'm too scared to get into this lift. What if the lift gets stuck halfway? So will that person ever able to get up quickly? So that is our condition. When you say get into this lift, outwardly it seems like it's difficult. There's namaz, there's roza, there's zakat, there's hajj, there's ibadat, there's tilawat, there's muamla, there's muashara, there's dealings, everything. Outwardly it looks like it's too much. So you say get into this lift. And what is that lift? Is the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's the lift. Get into that lift and press the button. So that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will make things easy and the person will move so fast. And the ishq of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam will make him go very, very speedily. And he will be there on the topmost floor from the arsh. He will go from the farsh, he will go to the arsh within seconds. On the ground, he will raise his head and he will be there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah that large tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa jama'in. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. These young friends of mine on a Saturday night when there's so much of attraction and distraction, my beloved Allah, they sat in your house, my beloved Allah. We all want your marifat, your yaqeen, muhabbat in our hearts. Hatred of sin. We want ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We want a taste, my beloved Allah, of the sweetness of iman. We want istiqamat on our deen. My beloved Allah, when the taqazas of masiyat come into our hearts, let us not be overwhelmed and overpowered. Let our hearts be attached with you so firmly and so strong. Let our bond with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be so firm and so strong that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from it. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hum kamzor hai, zaeef hai, natawaa hai. With your power of jazb, make us yours. Jazb se ae mere malik, ehle taqwa karam se bana de. Ho taqaza agar masiyat ka ho na maghloob himmat khuda de. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Make us yours and become ours. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe is going through very, very testing times. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulty, the hardship, the pain, the suffering. Those who have been arrested and imprisoned unjustly, my beloved Allah, create the conditions for their release. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of Africa, Europe, Asia, America, my beloved Allah, which part of the world the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not being tested. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ummat par raham farma, raham farma, raham farma. We know it is our weakness, my beloved Allah. Forgive us and forgive the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Oh my beloved Allah. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. when the time of our death comes, take us to Medina for you. Bless us with Shahadat in Medina for you. Then bury us in Mecca. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Bless us with all the goodness in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless the Ummah with their goodness. Protect us and the Ummah from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's protection. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul 'alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of these friends of mine, whosoever may have raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good tamanna. And you are well aware of the difficulty, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this fall of the night. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the disease, the difficulties, the hardship, the tests and the trials. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqayhi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.